From CBS News Bay Area, this is the Morning Edition.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's Friday, April 12th.
Let's get started.
I'm not shedding any tears.
Definitely devastated that he passed away.
Accused of murdering Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman, and oft in trouble and scandal, O.J. Simpson is dead. A look back on his complicated legacy.
Well, I'm a native San Franciscan, and, you know, O.J. is maybe one of the most famous native San Franciscans of all time. I've known his family my entire life.
Simpson's Bay Area beginnings ahead, the fame and the downfall.
I think it's important because, you know, the traffic in Chinatown is being quite slow.
Will a Bay Area bounce back happen once the sun goes down? We'll preview the hopes for the Chinatown night market.
All it is a swab, and so you will swab the inside of your dog's cheek for like 30 to 60 seconds.
And just what is the must? Dog DNA tests and the trend that has us tracing the canine family line.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Reed Cowan. All it is a swab to find out what your dog is. What do you think?
But it's pricey, so we're told.
Yes, it's a little expensive to figure out the genealogy of your dog. Let's take a live look outside this morning. If you are going to walk your dog, you might want to go out and do it now because we understand the weather is going to be changing. This is a look from the top of the market. Is that a cruise ship I see taking off, setting sails for a nice weekend? Let's talk to Jess right now about the weather that they will expect as they bid adieu to San Francisco.
That one almost kind of looks like the one that just goes under the Golden Gate Bridge, then wraps around in an hour and then comes back. But, you know, it is beautiful out there this morning. And to answer Reed's question, or to add to Reed's comment, actually, now is definitely time to take the dogs out on a walk, and pretty much all throughout the day today because that rain returns late tonight. But it's worth noting that it's not going to be a dog park weekend necessarily throughout the Bay Area. We're going to see heavy rain at times as a cold front's approaching us from offshore, and we're noticing that system already with a lot more clouds in the forecast near the Santa Clara Valley right now. We're going to continue to watch more clouds kind of blanket the Bay Area throughout the afternoon hours today as we gear up for rain into the evening hours tonight. And I'm going to time that out for you in just a second. We have rain today, tomorrow, lasting into our Sunday forecast. And here's what it's looking like for us on Futurecast with the amounts, too. Throughout the day today, it's going to be cloudy and it's going to be a lot cooler compared to yesterday. Gosh, yesterday we were in the 80s in our inland areas. Today we're now talking about upper 60s, lower 70s at max. Here's what's happening just by 11 o'clock tonight. Many of us are already hitting the bed and going to sleep and gearing up for a beautiful, amazing weekend. But keep in mind, it's going to be a very active weather weekend, too. So this is what we're waking up to tomorrow morning by 4 o'clock in the morning. About a half an inch of rain at this point, accumulating up near the North Bay, near Santa Rosa. Even more impressive numbers along our coastline. We'll continue to watch those moderate pockets of rain track off into the east with a lighter rain behind it just by lunchtime. But more unsettled weather will start to develop as we head into the afternoon hours. This is just around 3 o'clock, and now we go into the evening hours tomorrow night. You're getting the trend. It's a lot of rain right around the corner, getting close to an inch throughout the bay, especially along our coastline. And I'm going to have more on that coming up in a bit. But for now, over to you, Reed.
All right. Speaking of more, we have more updates on a traffic situation we've been watching all morning. A major hotspot for those of you in the East Bay planning to take southbound 880 into Hayward. All morning long, we've been showing you these images provided to us by CHP, an overturned big rig, another one looking like it's jackknifed, and it's blocking all lanes after the Winton Avenue exit. Well, now CHP reports that the far right lane is the only lane open, and a tow truck is now on the scene. So while they work to clear that up, traffic is at a solid stop going all the way towards San Leandro. And then we can see metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge, and this is just what we see this time of day, right there before the toll plaza, a buildup, chance to maybe turn on some good music and just take a breath. Traffic continues to be slow across the Bay Bridge for those of you going westbound. Clear roads out on the San Mateo Bridge. We're slowly seeing you drivers out there make your way onto the Highway 92 since the southbound 880 exit is blocked. Overall, a smooth drive on the roads over to Highway 101. Well, this morning, rescuers at the Russian River face a ticking clock. They are searching for a child believed swept away in the springtime waters. It's been a long night for a family who called around 5 o'clock last night reporting two missing children in the water in Forestville. Crews saved one child, but with a new day, another child believed to be 10 years old is still missing as the family waits at the water's edge. And that water is high, it's moving fast, and the river is full of debris. It makes that search extremely dangerous. You see the people out there in the water, though, putting their own lives on the line. Our thoughts and our news team's work to get more information will continue for the family and the first responders still out there searching for life at this very moment. And we have a follow-up to a very big community story pitting East Bay against San Francisco. So here's your update first. A unanimous vote to add the words San Francisco Bay to the name of the Oakland airport. And the San Francisco attorney says that they will sue to try to stop that renaming. So Oakland's Port Commission says the goal in the renaming is to help travelers realize that Oakland is in the Bay Area. San Francisco says the change amounts to a trademark infringement and they want to stop it. The fight is on. Heels dug in. There's also a big question. Does a lawsuit have any teeth or legal traction? The Port Commission doesn't seem to think so. They aren't afraid of San Francisco's threat of a lawsuit. In fact, they say SFO cannot lay claim to the geographically descriptive term San Francisco, let alone claim exclusive rights to San Francisco Bay. They went on to say they'll do everything they can to ensure clarity for travelers about where OAK, which is the airport code, is. Now this.
I'm not shedding any tears.
Definitely devastated that he passed away.
So you hear that, not shedding any tears on one side, devastated on the other, and that is it. Reactions over O.J. Simpson dying split. You know, even beyond the grave, the acquitted double murder suspect and often scandal O.J. Simpson continues to divide us as we look back at the San Francisco native's complicated legacy. You know, O.J. Simpson lived his final years in Sin City and died of prostate cancer at the age of 76, according to a family. They say they were there when he died. But this right here, this was the moment in 1994 when the Heisman Trophy winning running back's achievements went down in flames. That followed the brutal slayings of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. 95 million people watched the slow-moving police chase of Simpson's white Ford Bronco on an L.A. freeway. Zoe Tour was in this chopper. You're seeing that video from the helicopter. Zoe was in that news helicopter following O.J. that day.
With the flip of the switch, we had almost 100 million viewers around the country and parts of the world watching this infamous slow-speed pursuit, this surreal spectacle on television.
Well, Simpson eventually surrendered to police, his double murder trial becoming what many called a circus inside and outside the courtroom. Hundreds of millions watched that trial, and when he was acquitted, divides in our country only deepened.
I do believe in my heart that he was guilty of the crime.
A jury spoke, and he was acquitted.
As that man just said, Simpson acquitted in the criminal trial. However, jurors in a later civil trial found O.J. Simpson liable for the deaths of Goldman and Brown and ordered him to pay $33.5 million to the victims' families. Well, the Goldman and Brown families have tried to collect that money for decades. They only got a fraction of it. This morning, they vow the fight to collect Simpson's assets will continue even after his death. Goldman's family vowed to never speak Simpson's name. In fact, in many interviews, they would only refer to him as the killer. Yesterday, Goldman's father and sister said O.J. Simpson's death has ended their hope for any kind of true accountability. Now, while Simpson did not end up in prison for murder, he did end up locked up for 9 years in Nevada. That was in an armed robbery case in Las Vegas. And this is the video from Palace Station Casino. In that case, he was convicted on 12 counts of armed robbery and the kidnapping of two sports memorabilia dealers at gunpoint in a Las Vegas hotel. Simpson eventually got out, lived the rest of his life in part behind the gates of a ritzy Las Vegas Red Rock Country Club enclave. He often was seen posting on social media.
My health is good. I mean, obviously, I'm dealing with some issues.
Well, that was one of Simpson's last social media posts downplaying his cancer status. Sean?
All right, Reed. Well, before his fall from grace, Simpson was a household name, bursting onto the national scene as a star USC running back. He won the 1968 Heisman Trophy, spent most of his pro career with the Buffalo Bills, and finished his career with the Niners. Off the field, Simpson was a commentator, pitchman, and actor. Simpson has strong ties to the Bay Area. He grew up in San Francisco. Both he and his sister also lived in a housing project in the Potrero Hill neighborhood. Even his early sports career has a San Francisco connection. He played football at Galileo High School, graduating in 1965. 4 years later, footage from our archives shows that he returned to visit the school. And we mentioned that he went to USC, but before that, he first attended the City College of San Francisco. R. Wilson Walker takes a look back at his complicated legacy with one man who knew O.J. his entire life.
case, but it's something that when you can say two letters, you just say OJ, just say OJ, people know who you're talking about around the world.
For Timothy Allen Simon, the letters OJ are more than the San Francisco sports hero who became notorious. He knew Simpson from the time he was a child.
Well, I'm a native San Franciscan, and, you know, OJ is maybe one of the most famous native San Franciscans of all times. I've known his family my entire life.
He says the story of OJ Simpson is one that has changed this country. It was, at first, the fairy tale success of a young man famously from the city's poorest neighborhoods.
You might say this is what I'm trying to do now. You know, right now I'm trying to make it. I came from a pretty rough neighborhood around here in Hunters Point, around Hunters Point.
I mean, yeah, it was tough. It was tough. Life is tough. So when we say a tough community, I hope that your viewers don't necessarily view that as because of its zip code necessarily.
And I feel if I make it, that would be a good example for other kids up there.
You know, not out of wealth or opulence, not with a silver spoon, but in the belief that if you apply yourself, if you work hard, that you can become something great. And he did.
And then there are the other chapters of the Simpson story, the chase, the murder charges, and the trial of the century.
I would say that maybe the trial of two centuries, and the fact that it is still as vivid in the minds of those who witnessed the trial. And I think this is an important point, that it created an industry within media itself.
A media frenzy surrounding a trial that would run right through America's racial divisions.
Not guilty of the crime of murder.
And the reaction to the verdict in Simon's mind, another part of a long, complicated story that has riveted the nation and challenged it.
He was acquitted by a jury of his peers, which means that he's innocent. But yet much of America, and I would include, in no offense, media, decided, well, even though he was acquitted, we're going to make the determination that this man is guilty. And that is un-American. And if we're going to call ourselves Americans, we should stand true. We should be devoted to that concept, that construct of our Jeffersonian democracy.
We've posted more videos and interviews from OJ's early football days on our website, kpix.com.